Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Social Media Decoded podcast, the number one podcast to help you understand social media better so that you grow your business, get more clients, and monetize. I'm your host, Michelle Thames, and today we're diving into one of the biggest game changers for our content creators, marketers, and entrepreneurs, which is batching. Yes, batching. Your new best friend to staying consistent, clear, and stress-free, my friend, when it comes to content creation. All right, so grab your notepads and your pens because gems are going to be dropped in today's episode. Okay, so whether you're juggling social media, blogs, emails, or all of the above, my friend, having a batching system in place can absolutely save you hours, keep you focused, and ensure that your message stays on point. So in today's episode, I'm going to walk you through my exact system for batching content across different platforms. I'll also share how my marketing audit is the perfect step to helping you uncover what you need to focus on, my friend, and how batching can fit into your overall strategy. Sound good? All right. So again, grab your notebook because by the end of this episode, you'll have a step-by-step plan to simplify your content creation process and stay consistent without the burnout. Okay. Because that's most important. All right. Let's talk about why batching is a game changer. Now, let's start with the why. Why should you even bother batching your content? Well, because trying to create content day by day or even week by week is a recipe for overwhelm. You're constantly in creation mode, which then leaves very little time for strategy execution. And let's be honest, living your life. Period. Living your life. Batching flips the script. So instead of creating constant content all the time in a piecemeal, right, piecing it together, you dedicate specific blocks of time to focus on one task. Now, whether that's brainstorming ideas, writing captions, or designing graphics, this lets you get into a flow state to be more efficient and avoid the dreaded, oh, what am I going to post today? Panic. Think of batching like meal prepping. You would not, my friend, cook every single meal from scratch every day, right? Don't you prep your meal ahead of time to save you time and reduce stress? Well, content works the same way. All right, let's break it down. How I batch content for social media step by step. Here's the system that I use, and trust me, it works. Okay, you know, I'm not going to share with you anything that doesn't work for me. I always like to test things and try out different strategies. And so here is what I've been doing. Okay. Now I need you to start with a content calendar. And if you don't have a content calendar, DM me the word content calendar on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames. And I'm going to send you a free content calendar. You have no excuse. All right. Before you can batch, you need a plan. That is where your content calendar comes in. Start by mapping out your themes and topics for the month. For example, if December is all about goal setting for your audience, your weekly themes might include reflecting on 2024, setting intentions, and creating actionable plans for 2025. Once you have your themes, break them down into specific post ideas. For example, under goal setting, you might create a carousel post on SMART goals, a reel sharing your personal goal setting routine, or a story with the poll asking your audience about their goals. Let's go to step two. Now you're going to batch content by content type. I like to dedicate one day to brainstorming, another day to writing captions, and another day to doing visuals. It's just too much for all in one day. This way, you're not jumping between tasks and losing focus. For example, on my brainstorming day, I'll come up with 20 to 30 ideas for reels, carousels, single image posts. On my writing day, then I will write all the captions for these posts. And then on design day, I'll create the graphics, film the videos, whatever it is I need to do. So I like to break up my days and batch them to when I create and film content. This way, it keeps the process streamlined and all manageable for me, okay? Then you're going to schedule and automate. Once your content is ready, the final step is to schedule it. Now, you can use tools like Later, Planoly, or even Meta Creator Studio, they call it the business suite, okay? Or even Canva, my friend, or Loomly. It is easy to automate your posting schedule so you can set it and forget it. I do this all the time on my LinkedIn. Even on the native platforms, you can schedule the content on there. Trust me, there's nothing better than knowing your content is going out while you focus on other parts of your business. Email too, podcast too, everything. Schedule it. All right. Now, let's talk about batching for longer form content like blogs and emails. Now, the principles are still the same, but the process might look a little bit different. Now, when it comes to blogs, I recommend batching in four stages: ideation, outlining, writing, and editing. Start by brainstorming a list of blog topics that align with your business goals and your audience's pain points. For example, if you're a business coach, your topics might include how to create a marketing plan or the top tools every entrepreneur needs. Then I want you to outline each blog post, include the main points if you want to cover subheadings and any keywords you want to target for SEO. Next, batch the writing process. Dedicate a day to writing two or three blog drafts, then come back another day and edit and polish them. Once your blogs are ready, schedule them to publish weekly, bi-weekly, whatever is your schedule. And don't forget to repurpose your blog content into social media posts and email newsletter. It's all connected, friend. It's all connected. So for email marketing, for emails, batching starts with planning your email calendar. Just like your social media, for emails, you should have a theme or focus for the month. For example, if January is all about helping your audience start the year strong, your emails might include goal setting, a reminder about your services, and a link to a freebie. That's exactly what my emails is about this month for January. For January, I am hosting my annual vision board party, and my entire December and January was really about promoting that. So then batch the writing process, okay? Write all of your email drafts in one sitting. You can use tools like MailChimp or ConvertKit to schedule in advance. The key is consistency. Whether you're emailing once a week or twice a month, stick to a schedule your audience can rely on, friend. And I want to tell you about my marketing audit service, okay? If you're unsure what to focus on in your content strategy, this is the perfect first step. Together, we will analyze your current marketing efforts, identify what's working, and create a clear plan for you to move forward. Head down below in the show notes to click that link to book your marketing audit today if that is something that you are interested in. Now, let's get into staying consistent with your batching routine, because that's important. The hardest part of batching isn't starting. That's not even the hardest part. It's staying consistent. I know, okay? But here are my tips, my friend, for sticking with your batching routine and making it a habit. Number one, set dedicated time blocks. Add batching sessions to your calendar like any other meeting. Treat it as a non-negotiable time to work on your content. And if you want a way to be able to batch your content, I'm sorry, your calendar and block off time, I have a time batching and task batching really quick Loom video I can send you. Okay. Just DM me over on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames and say, hey, Michelle, I want access to your time batching and task batching video so I can get my life together. So I can get everything together. I can batch my content. I can, do the things. Send me a DM, and it's not going to even be automated in with my ManyChat or anything. I'm going to send you the link. Okay. Let's have a chat. Number two, use templates. Create templates for your captions, graphics, and emails. This is going to save you time and make sure that your content stays on brand. Then you're going to track your results. Use analytics to see what's working, if a specific type of content performs well, and to double down if your next on your next batching session to really get those results, okay? Adjust as needed. Your strategy isn't set in stone. As your business evolves, so does your batching process. Be flexible and willing to tweak your approach. All right, friend, let's recap. Batching is the secret to staying consistent and clear with your content while saving you so much time and energy. Whether it's social media, blogs, or emails, batching allows you to really focus on creating content that aligns with your goals without the daily grind, my friend. And if you're ready to uncover what you should be focusing on in your content strategy, book a marketing audit with me. It's the first step to gaining clarity and creating a plan that works. Head down to the show notes to that link if that is something that you want to do to grab your spot today, okay? Thank you so much for tuning into Social Media Decoded. If this episode gave you some clarity, please share it with a friend. Leave a review and let me know how you're planning to batch your content in 2025 and beyond. Until next time, my friend, happy batching. I will talk to you all in the next one. Peace.